This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
The piano forehand is very unique and interesting form of chamber music. One, it's very intimate.
That's Keisuke Nakagoshi of the duo Zofo. It's really the best of both worlds, he adds, because when you're playing piano duets, you're both a solo pianist and a chamber musician at the same time.
And there is an element as a choreography. We have to figure out the movements of our arms or fingers, not to, you know, bump each other. And that's very interesting.
The duo Zofo is Japanese pianist Keisuke Nakagoshi and Swiss-born pianist Eva Maria Zimmerman. 5 years ago, when they met in San Francisco, they formed Zofo, a kind of abbreviation for 20-finger orchestra. Their third release is titled Zofo Orbit, A Space Odyssey. The musical journey begins in our own galaxy with the Milky Way. It's a piano suite by Estonian composer Urmas Sisask. To evoke images of outer space, the composer asks for muting and plucking of strings, making full use of the spatial resonances of the instrument.
I get to do most of that, and Eva plays the same motif many times on the keys. And I get to mute the string and then play on the key. That creates almost like a gong.
And Keisuke is standing all the time so he can have better access to the inside of the piano.
So visually, this does not look like your typical piano duet, right?
No, but I really enjoy this technique. And I know some presenters are not very happy for having pianists who deal with the inside of the piano, but we'd like to push the boundaries.
One of the most memorable moments for Eva during the making of this recording was when they finally figured out how to mark the strings on the inside of the piano to allow them to play a piece titled Celestial Mechanics by American composer George Crumb.
The thing is that we need to put our fingertips exactly in the middle of those strings, and then we play the key, and the sound of the pitch is actually an octave higher and sounds like a gong rather than a piano sound. So we ended up putting a piece of thread below the piano strings, so we had something to hold on to visually to find those harmonics. So that moment when we found that, that was like such a relief.
The centerpiece of A Space Odyssey is a one-piano four-hands arrangement by Zofo of Gustav Holst's seven-movement suite, The Planets.
There are actually three versions of this piece. The one is the famous orchestra version, and then Holst himself made an arrangement for two pianos. And his close friend also made the version for one piano four-hand, which we started with. Added the missing lines to make it more three-dimensional, and also I think there's a lot of elements cut out to just to make it more playable, but we actually took that challenge to put those back.
Eva says this arrangement of The Planets offers a fresh perspective on this suite.
A lot of audience members actually come to us after concerts and say that they heard different things than in the orchestra version and new things, and that it was almost easier to listen to or easier to hear the structure of the piece, hearing it kind of boiled down to just piano duet.
I also like the aspect of introducing audience and new music. And piece like this, that something they already know but never heard the piano version, is something I really enjoy to do.
On their latest recording of piano duets titled A Space Odyssey, the piano duo Zofo takes you out of this world, at least for a little while. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.